Today we're going to learn Chagiga Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We left off on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. I believe we are up to Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon HaChassid in the very last line of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains who are these Doros that were cut off and that were not and that were never created, because the previous line had said that Allah Shar Kumtu, that they would say that they were supposed to be created, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in Gehenim, and that's where the river flows. Asher Kumtu Vlois Nor Yutzak Yisodam. So I think that's where we left off, if I'm not mistaken. So says the Gemara, Tanya, Am Reb Shimon HaChassid, Elu Tshameos Roshim V'Arba Doros, Shekumtu Lihibaros, Kodem Shnivra Olam. These were the 974 generations that God had decreed should have been created before the world was created. V'lo Nivru, but they weren't created, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that the world wasn't going to exist without Torah. So Amar HaKodesh Baruch Hu Shesalam, Kodesh Baruch Hu went and Bechol Dor V'Dor, and had them forgotten in each and every generation. And planted them in each and every generation. He took members of each of these generations that should have been created, and he sprinkled them throughout history, throughout the generations. V'hein hein azipanim shabadar, and those are the people who have a sense of chutzpah, a sense of azus in the generation. V'nachem Yitzchak Amar Shekumtu Livracha Hu Dechsiv. No, when it says Ar Shekumtu V'loes Nar Yitzuk Yisodam, it's not telling us about the 974 generations that were Rishayim. It's telling us about the tzaddikim. Elu Talmidei Chacham Shemekamtin Atzman. These are the Talmidei Chachamim that withhold sleep from themselves, al divrei Torah, in order to be able to learn Torah b'ol mazeh in this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu minkadol lehem sod ol mabah. Hashem will reveal to them the secret. That's the reference to the river. The river is a secret that Hashem will reveal to them in ol mabah. Shneimar nahar yutzak yisodam. The nahar, the river, is going to be their secret. Amar le Shmuel lechia barav bar arya ta imalach milsa. Come and let me tell you something, you son of a lion. Mahani mili mali sadava amravucha. That which your father, the roaring lion, the powerful one, said. Kol yoma v'yoma, every single day, nivran melachei ashares min ahar dinur, v'amri shiru vatli. Every day God creates melachei ashares from the river of Dinur, and every day they say shira, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they become batal, they become nullified. Shenemar, chadoshim labekarim rabba emunasecha. That each and every day, melachim, brand new ones, chadoshim, are created in order to say shira, and that's why rabba emunasecha, the praise of Hashem, becomes stronger and within the bria, because that comes in new every single day. So now the Gemara says that not everyone agrees that these angels come from the Harpa code. Upligad Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. This is against Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, who thinks that these angels were created differently. Dam Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Rabbi Yonasan, called Dibur v'Dibur Shiotzim Pekarosh Baruch Hu Nivru Mimenu Malach Echad. It's not from the river that these angels come. It's from the words of Hashem. Shnemar v'Dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu Uvrach Piv called Tzva'am. That it's with the Dvar Hashem that the heavens are made, and it's with the ruach of his mouth that that all of his legions are made. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, actually before we get to that, main point number one is that there were 976 generations that were never created, and Hashem waited until Matan Torah they were never created because they wouldn't survive without Matan Torah. So again, 976 generations that were never created because they wouldn't survive without Matan Torah. Now the Gemara asks a stira, a contradiction to Pesukim. One pasuk says that Hashem is like, he's like all white, he has an all white beard, and the hair of his head is all white. Uksiv kvutos of taltalim shchoros ka'orev. And then another pasuk says that his locks are like his locks, meaning his locks of hair, are black like a raven. So which is it? Is Hashem white haired or is he black haired? Obviously Hashem is neither, he's not physical, but why would we get the imagery of both a young god and an old god? So says Mar Lo Kasha, Kan be yeshiva. When the pasuk talks about a white god, it's talking about when Hashem sits in judgment. Kan b'melchama, when it talks about a black-haired god, a younger god, that's when it's Hashem is fighting in war. Meaning, whenever age is an advantage, when Hashem does those things, we're supposed to view him as someone who's aged. Whenever he's a youth is an advantage, when Hashem does those things, we're supposed to view him as youthful. When war, youth is an advantage. In learning, and in chachma, in intellectual pursuits, age is an advantage. There's nothing that's better for intellectual pursuits than being old. And there's nothing better for war than being young. So that's main point number two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered to be black-haired in fighting wars, but white-haired in yeshiva, in sitting in judgment. So Gemara asks another stira. We have one pasuk that says about Hashem, that there's one kisei that Hashem sits on. Adi Kharsavan Rimid Rimi va'atik yomin yisav, that Hashem sits on Har Savan, which is plural, many chairs. So does Hashem have one throne, or does Hashem have many thrones? Says Mar Lokasha, there are several ways to resolve this contradiction. Three ways to resolve this contradiction. Number one is Echado v'Echado David. One throne is for him, and one throne is for the Melech HaMashiach, for David, who represents Mashiach. Kedetanya Echado v'Echado David v'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Amar Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Akiva, and Masay Atos Hashchina Chol. Rabbi Yosef Aglili got very upset. How can you say that Hashem has one throne for himself, one throne for David, like Hashem is on the same level as David? How could you say that? Ela Echado Din v'Echado Tzedaka. Now, one throne is for when he does judgment, the other one is for when he does Tzedaka. So Kibble, the Gemara is not sure. Kibble Mine, did Rabbi Akiva accept Rabbi Yosef Aglili's kasha on him? Olo Kibble Mine, or did he not accept the kasha? Tashma, let's bring a raya. Echel the din ve'echel the tzedakah div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, one throne was for din, one throne was tzedakah. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva, melech ha'etzel agada, kalech midibrosecha. Akiva, what are you doing about darshaning agadata? Get out of agadata and go, etzel negayim v'alos. Go where your expertise in Torah is. Teach about taharos, about negayim, and about alos. Those are the deep halachos that you excel at. Elas, rather, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's a different pshat. Echel the kisei ve'echel the sharafraf. That one is for the throne, and the other reference to a throne is not a throne, but rather it's a footstool. You know, like you have a recliner sometimes, it has a separate footstool. Kisei leishav lov shrafraf ladom raglov. That he has a kisei to sit on, and a shrafraf to rest his feet on. Shnemar, hashemayim kisei, the heaven is God's throne, va'aretz hadom raglai. And the earth is where God rests his feet. But the bottom line is that we do see that Rabbi Akiva must have accepted what Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, that his initial explanation that one of the thrones was for David is incorrect, because we see over here that Rabbi Akiva then started teaching what Rabbi Yosef Aglili had taught, which is that it's one for Mishpat and one for Tzedakah. It's just that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't like that one either, but we do see that Rabbi Akiva did accept it. So main point number three is that Hashem has three explanations of why Hashem has two thrones. A, that one is for David. B, one is for Tzedakah, one is for Mishpat. And C, one is a footstool. There's one throne, one footstool. Now, the Gemara said that we don't give Sisrei Torah to someone who doesn't have five qualities. We're not supposed to give over the secrets of Torah to someone who doesn't have five qualities. And one of those qualities is Sar Chamishim. So what does that mean? Kiasar of Dimi, Shmonasri Klalos, Kilal, Yishayo, Yisrael. The Yishayo Anavi cursed Klal Yisrael with 18 curses. V'lom Skara Daito, Achamalem HaMikra Hazeh. And he didn't calm down until he told them the following pasuk. Yiruva Anar Hanar Bazakin, Vanikla Banichbad. So we're going to explain the pasuk soon. Shmonasri Klalos Mainin. But what are these 18 curses? Because the pasuk says, "Ki hinei Adon Hashem Tzvakos Meisim Yerushalayim Yehuda." God, the Master of Legions, is going to remove from Jerusalem and from Judah the following: Mashein, that's one; Mashena, two; Kol Mishan Lechem, three; Kol Mishan Mayim, four; Gibor, that's five. Number six is Ve'ish Melchama. Number seven is Shofet. Number eight is V'Navi. Number nine is V'Kosim. Number ten is V'Zake. Number 11 is Sar Chamishim. Number 12, Unusufanim. Number 13, V'Yoitz. Number 14, V'Chacham. Number 15, Charashim. Number 16, Unavon. Number 17, Lachash. Number 18, V'Nasati Narim Sareim Salulim Yimshulavam. And in addition to removing all these wise things and good things and elders and everything from Klal Yisrael and Nevi'im and everything else, we're going to have youthful leaders to look up to, people who are not at all worthy of looking up to, and they're just going to run the country into the ground. So the Gemara explains what each of these milos means. So we're going to go through all 18 of them one by one. So number one, Mash'ein, that's Elu Bali Mikra. That we're saying Hashem is going to remove, Yeshayo is saying that Hashem is going to remove from us people who know Mikra, who know Torah Shebichsav. Mash'eina, the second one, is Elu Bali Mishnah. That's a reference to people who know Mishnah. Kagon Rabbi Yudim Entema V'chaverav, like Rabbi Yudim Entema and his chevra. Pligibar Rav Papa V'rabbanan, Zemachlokas Pin Rav Papa and the Chachamim, how many Sidrei Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his friends knew? Chadam Rashesh Meil Sidrei Mishnah, Vechadam Rashvah Meil Sidrei Mishnah. One says they knew 600 Sidrei Mishnah, the other one says they knew 700 Sidrei Mishnah. Whatever exactly that means, that requires further explanation. We only have 6 Sidrei Mishnah. Third thing, Kol Mishan Lechem Elu Bali Talmud. That's a reference to people who know Gemara. Shnemar L'chul Lachmu B'lachmi Yishsubi Yei Masachti. That the Gemara is referred to as Lechem. They can't live without bread. Lo Lechem Vado Yichya. The person doesn't live on bread alone, but you need bread in order to live. Number 4, V'chal Mashen Mayim Elu Bali Agada. That's people who know Agadata, who know like the Midrashim and the stories of the Gemara. Shemoshchil Nibo Shel Adam K'mayim Ba'Agada. That it draws a person's heart in like water in Agada. Number 5, Gibor Zeb Bal Shmuos. Gibor is a reference to people who know know various halachas psukos, just bottom line halachas that they were taught by the Rebbeim. Number six, v'ish melchama zeshi yodeh lisa v'litin v'melcham shel Torah. Those are people who know how to fight the wars of Torah, so to speak, who know how to have a battle in Torah. Shofet, number seven is shofet zedayin shadon dinam islamito, that we're going to be missing judges who judge truthfully. Number eight, navi. That's what it sounds like, that we're not going to have any Nevi'im anymore. Number nine, Kosem Zem Melech. That's a reference to a king, Shnemar Kosam El Sifse Melech, that we're not going to have any kings anymore. Number ten, Zaked Zesha Royal Yeshiva. It's referring to someone that Hashem is going to take away, someone from us who we could seek advice from, who's a Zaken, who has Chachma, that you could seek advice from him. Number 11, Sar Chamishim, Al Tikri Sar Chamishim El Sar Chumashin. Don't read it as Sar Chamishim, but it's Sar Chumashin, Zesha Yodeh Lisa Vlitin B'Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. It's someone who's holding an all of Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. Dover Acher, another explanation is Sar Chamishim Kid Rabbi Avo. It means like what Rabbi Avo says. Dom Rabbi Avo, Mikan Chein Ma'amidin Meturgaman Al Tzibor, that you're not allowed to establish someone as the Torgman, as a translator for the drashos for the community, unless he's 50 years old. So that may be what Sar Chamisha means, that he's got to be 50 years old in order to be a Torgman. Number 12, the 12th thing that Yeshayahu Navi curses us, that we're going to lose, Unesu Fanim. Who's that? Zesh Anosim Panim Ledoro Ba'avuro Lemaila. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to show favoritism to our generation just because of that guy's zechus, even though we don't deserve it. Kigon Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who lamata kigon Rabbi, and that he has lamaila, Hashem gives him a special treatment. That a baskel comes out and says that the whole world is only fed because of Chanina ben Dosa, and lamata down here on earth, kigon Rabbi Avo be Kesar, where the kings down here, not just Hashem will show favor, but the earthly kings will show favor for certain people, and that's like Rabbi Avo be Kesar, that Rabbi Avo by the Caesar's palace was shown favor, and all of Klal Yisrael received that favor because of Rabbi Avo. Number 13, Yoetz Sheyodeh La Abishanim L'Kvah Chadashim. That refers to people who know how to set up the Jewish calendar. V'Chacham Zet Talmud Amachkemes Rabosav. Chacham is a reference to a Talmud who makes his Rebbeim smarter. Charashim, number 15, Shbishash Shapasech B'Dibri Torah Kol Nasin Kacharashim. That's someone who, when he starts teaching Torah, everyone else is just silent because his Torah is so beautiful, no one has anything to say. 16, Unavon Zeh Maven Davar Mitoch Davar. That's someone who's able to understand one thing from another. Lachash Zesh Roy Limsar Lo Divrei Torah. Lachash is someone who it's appropriate to give Divrei Torah Shenitna Belachash, those parts of Torah that are given over in a hidden way, like the Ma'aser Merkava, Ma'aser Bereishis, things that not everybody's supposed to know. And number 18, V'nasati Na'arim Sarehem. My V'nasati Na'arim Sarehem. What does that mean? That I'm going to make young people that are officers. Amar Blazar El Bnei Adam Shemino Arin Min HaMitzvos. These are people that are totally emptied out from mitzvos. V'ta'alulim Yimshalubam. And the ta'alulim will rule over them. Amar Av Acha Bar Yaakov Tali b'nei Tali. These are foxes, the sons of foxes, meaning people who are very lowly are going to rule over the Jewish people. So main point number four is Yeshayahu Navi cursed us with 18 curses about how we're going to lose 17 types of great people, and we're going to be ruled by children. And main point number five is when we say that we're going to lose Sar Chamishim, either it means people who are experts in Chumash, or it means people who serve as a meturgaman for which you have to be 50 years old. So says the Gemara now, V'loniskara daito acharmalem, but he didn't calm down until he said, Yiravu anar bizakin. So elu b'nei adam sheminar min ha-mitzvos, Yiravu b'mish ha-mimula b'mitzvos karimon. That people who have no mitzvos are going to lord over and brag over people who are full of mitzvos like a pomegranate. Just like a pomegranate is full of seeds, some people are full of mitzvos, and the little kids who don't know anything, the young schnooks, are going to act like they know everything. V'anikla b'nichbad, yavo misha chamuros domos lo kikalos, someone who the most severe averos, they're going to think are light and are not so critical, v'yiravu b'misha kalos domos lo kikamuros, and they're going to lord over those who treat even the slightest things, even the most minute details of halacha, like they are the most severe things. Amar of Katina, filu b'shas kishlonu shel Yerushalayim. Even in the downfall of Yerushalayim, lo paskamei am balei amana. We never lost trustworthy people in Yerushalayim. Shneamar, because the pasuk says, ki yispos ish ba'achiv beis aviv, smala l'cha katzin tiyalanu. V'dvarim shebnei adam ischas Kasim Kasimla, things that people hide behind, that cover them like a cloth, that people are not experts, Yeshem Tachas Yadcha, you're going to be expert in Vamachshela Azos. So the Gemara asks, Mai Vamachshela Azos? What does the Pasuk mean when it says Vamachshela Azos? Dvarim Shem Bnei Adam Omdim Aleihem, things that people don't really understand well, Elam Kein Nichshal Behen, unless they stumble in first, Yeshem Tachas Yadcha, we're going to understand these things. So Yerushalayim will always have people who are experts. So the Gemara says, the Navi tells us that a person who thinks to learn Torah will say to them, who's assumed to learn Torah, Yisav Yom Leimar Lo Yachovish Vesi Ein Lahem Vein Simla Los Meni Kutzina Am. So the Gemara explains, Yisa Ein Yisa Loshon Shvuah. It's a Shvuah, a swear, an oath. Shenemar Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Alokecha Lo E Yachovish means Lo Yisi Mechov She Beis Medrash. I wasn't amongst those who was hidden in the Beis Medrash. The guy who everyone thought was learning Torah has to confess this. Uve Vesi Ein Lahem Vein Simla Shein Biadi Lo Mikra Mishnah Lo Gemara. One day he's going to be called out on the carpet and he's going to have to admit that he doesn't really know all these things. He's going to have to admit that all of his Torah knowledge was, from a computer or whatever, that he didn't really know everything he was thought to know. Maybe the Gemara says, if they say to him that he learned Torah, Amri Lei, Emelan, he'll say to them, respond to us in halacha, and because he doesn't want to be caught in his lie, not because he's a trustworthy person. I mean, we're trying to prove that there will be trustworthy people by the fact that the Navi tells us that there will be people who admit that they don't know anything. How do you know that they're admitting that they don't know anything because they're trustworthy? Maybe they're admitting that they don't know anything because they're afraid that they're going to be given a bechina and they'll be exposed anyway that they don't know anything. So says the Gemara, Havalei Maimer Gomer V'Shachach. No, if they're given a bechina, they could always say, oh, I used to know, but I forgot. My lo eyachovish lo eyachovish klal. It means that I never knew anything, and that's what they're gonna have to admit. So at least Yerushalayim will always have trustworthy people. Frek the Gemara, Eini, is that really so? Vamar Rava lo charbi Yerushalayim ad shepasku mimena balei amana shenamar shotetu bechutzos Yerushalayim ruuna udu vakshu kerachavuseha im timtzu ish im yesh osam mishpat mevakesh emuna ve'eslachla. Doesn't the Rava teach us that Yerushalayim was only destroyed once all trustworthy people were gone from Yerushalayim? So you see that you can't say that the Navi's guaranteeing us that we'll always have trustworthy people in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, lo kasha, it's not a contradiction at all. Habidivrei Torah, habimasu umatan, a difference between people who are trustworthy in Torah and people who are trustworthy in business. Divrei Torah havu, there will always be trustworthy people in Divrei Torah, people who are not going to lie about their Torah. Bimasu matan lo havu, there aren't always going to be trustworthy people about business in Yerushalayim. That you're not always going to find. And that's our last main point, number six, is that even though there will always be trustworthy people about their Torah in Yerushalayim, there won't always be trustworthy people in Masa Umatan, trustworthy businessmen in Yerushalayim. So we'll pick up Bez Hashem from the second line, Tanur Rabbanan, next time on Yudalad Amin Beis.